And welcome back to Giants Press Conference Live, presented by Hackensack University Medical Center. I'm Paul Dottino. He's Roman Oben. Oh, Roman, always good to see you. And, you know, there's only about a month left in the season now. So where do you think the players have to draw their primary motivation from?
Well, it has to start from within, Paul. And you get paid a check. And, you know, I played in the NFL for 12 years. And you've got to be self-motivated pretty much every day you wake up. And no matter if you're 3-9 or 9-3 or what have you, you've got to, it's up to you. And obviously there's some disappointment, you know, given where this team is right now, but there's still 11 guys that have to break the huddle and go out there and perform on Sunday. And I think that's the responsibility of head coach Tom Coughlin, is what he said.
Let's take a look at our Geico news of the day. 15 minutes can save you 15% or more on your auto insurance. Call 1-800-947-AUTO or go to geico.com. And it really has to do with the injury list. Robert Ayers, who has really had a terrific season, the free agent who came over from the Denver Broncos, has been terrific all year long. But he right now is one of five guys the Giants put on injury reserve yesterday.
Yeah, two guys on the line. Mathias Kiwanuka, obviously, is the other guy. And then now that enables DeMontre Moore to get some reps. But you go back to Robert Ayers. He was really the most consistent D-line of the team this entire season. You know, 5.5 sacks. He could play, you know, inside, rushes the three technique. He can also go to right end. You know, he was really the guy in terms of an offensive player that you circle on that defensive line that you've got to make sure you stop. And then you look at DeMontre Moore. Tom Coughlin said he's got long arms. You know, he's trying to put on some weight. He's trying to do the things that it takes to play that position. But now DeMontre Moore, Paul, has four games to prove the type of defensive end he can be in 2015 to the Giants and to the NFL.
Yeah, this is his second season, and he is still growing. Well, let's flip it to the offensive side of that injury report, Roman. Jeff Schwartz, second time now he's on the injury reserve list. First it was because of the toe. Now it's because of the ankle. We take a look at all the other guys who are on the list as well. You don't see Schwartz there because he's already IR'd. He's not going to be involved in any practice questions. But the thing about Schwartz is that he was actually going to play right tackle because Pugh had the bad quad, and now we just don't know exactly where that whole thing stands.
Well, the good news is, Paul, as Coach Coughlin alluded to, the fact that Justin Pugh is going to try to practice today. So we do have to keep our fingers crossed that Pugh can play on Sunday, because now you're getting really thin. You know, you look at what Pugh did. He was the most consistent, you know, tackle, you know, this year. And, you know, you got the Philly game, obviously, gave up some sacks, but in terms of the consistency of that position, that enables John Jerry to go back to right guard. The left side is still the same. Because those issues you had on the right side when Pugh got injured initially, that's what led to the collapses in the second half of these games with Eli Manning getting hit. So, I mean, I'm personally keeping my fingers crossed so that Pugh can come back and play on Sunday, because it restabilizes the offensive line.
Yeah, he tried to go like 3 hours before the game, was with the medical staff, and they decided that, no, he was unable to play. Now, with John Jerry out at right tackle and Dallas Reynolds then at right guard in the second half last weekend, the Giants wound up giving up all four of their sacks in the game.
Well, Paul, that's why it's so important when you keep those 8, 9, you know, guys in the active roster, 10 guys, and the guys that you dress, you've got to make sure that those guys are ready to go. And as an offensive lineman, you know, this is what you've been doing since college, since high school. And sometimes you have to sit on the bench and get out there in the fourth quarter and pass protect. And some of those things didn't work out well. You knew that Jacksonville had a young defensive line. They had, you know, 3 or 4 guys that had, you know, good, you know, 4 or 5 sacks apiece. So it wasn't one guy that they could stop. So they used that Seattle approach in terms of rotating and getting different guys in. And that fared well for them, but it was unfortunate for the Giants because they could not keep Eli Manning upright.
Roman, I'd like to keep it with offense for a second. Larry Donnell, you heard Coach Coughlin talking about him. He's got 4 fumbles this year, but he's also tied for 5th among NFL tight ends with 51 receptions. So it has been a breakout year. But how do you fix his fumble troubles?
Well, he's still an emerging football player. He's still a rising player at the position. And Tom Coughlin says it every week. He's 6'7". He's going to get tackled low. I think the unfortunate reality of this turnover was that he was coming down on his head and had to brace himself, and the defender happened to have his helmet at the point of contact, and then the ball comes out. It happened again in the Dallas game. You know, similar situation. He's coming, a guy hits him high, he's trying to fight for extra yards, and he turns the ball over. So that's something that's going to fix. You know, these are physical mistakes. And I always say this, Paul, that you can fix physical mistakes from a young player. What you can't fix is mental mistakes. blocking the wrong guy, running the wrong route. So these are things, Paul, that Donnell, you know, he has the pride to fix these things. But again, it's something that he has to do because he's one of the targets. He's going to keep getting the ball. So you can't have that ball keep coughing up and going to the other team.
All right, Roman, let's quickly go to our Twitter question of the day. It's from Jay Cowett, who says, why has the defense had trouble in late game situations? It has been rather ugly.
Look, obviously, you go back to the Seattle game, you know, when they had all that real estate on the sidelines. And then you look at what this happened this game. 7 sacks, which was great. JPP had a sack and a half. But as an offensive play caller, I'm going to see if these guys are still disciplined going back to that Seattle game, and it shows that they weren't. And at the critical time, they gave up that edge, lost contain, and Jacksonville ended up winning the football game.
Yeah, it certainly has been a season of stubbing your own toe for the New York Giants. Now, on Sunday, they go down to Tennessee. Now, how about this? You know, the former Houston Oilers, now the Tennessee Titans. Tennessee is 5-0 career, or should I say all time, against the Giants since they moved the franchise to Nashville. We'll find out if the Giants can stop that string. More after this. Welcome back to Giants Press Conference Live, presented by Hackensack University Medical Center. Roman, 3 heartbreaking defeats in a row for the Giants. Many coaches and players talk about that 24-hour rule. At this point, is that really effective?
Well, Paul, they've had to deal with the 24-hour rule 7 weeks straight. So I think at this point, when you start looking at a new team, you start peeling off the layers, and you really start to focus on the task at hand, if you will. You know, Wednesday's like a Monday in the NFL in terms of the start of the week. It's your job to move forward and go to the next opponent because the emotionally, those losses can start to pile up if you let them.
Now, Zach Mettenberger is the rookie quarterback for the Titans. He's played in a bit over 5 games, battling a shoulder injury, but right now they're saying it looks like he's got a good chance to play.
Look, Mettenberger, you know, one thing I love about this guy is his size. You know, 6'5", 240. He's a rookie, late pick. So he's still, learning to play the position in the NFL. And he's going to make some mistakes. I mean, we talked about Blake Bortles this time last week. He's not as good as Blake Bortles. But in terms of his size, his level of competition, I mean, he's a guy that likes to compete. And so he does some good things. I mean, he'll find open receiver. He'll manage the game well. But you've got to make sure that you make him uncomfortable in that pocket. And that's the only way to get to this young player. 7 sacks last week. You need to almost double that effort this week.
Yeah, he does have a strong arm, does Mettenberger. Now, Bishop Sankey, the rookie out of Washington, is his primary running back. Not had a great year, 474 yards, 2 touchdowns, only averaging 4 yards a carry. And in fact, his most productive rushing output of the season was a 61-yard effort.
Yeah, and look, when you look at Sankey, he's not the most explosive guy in the league, but he's an efficient runner. He runs behind his pads. He's a good tackle guy, and he's shifty. So you don't want to get this guy with some momentum downfield. I mean, he's dragging defenders down. And he's good between the tackles. So, he's not one of the better backs in the league, if you will. But, again, he's an efficient, effective back. And you don't want to get this guy, 20, 25 carries because he'll start to get better as the game progresses.
Now, if they try to move the ball downfield with the Titans, they're looking at Kendall Wright. They're looking at Delonte Walker. Now, Walker's averaging over 15 yards a catch this year on 44 receptions. Wright's got 51 catches for over 600 yards. But the guy who's not there is Justin Hunter. He's been put on injury reserve because of an injured spleen, and he was really their big play guy.
When you look at the receivers on a team like Tennessee, because they've been down in so many games, they've had to throw the ball a lot to either try to win the game at the end. But so these guys are going to get a lot of catches. So I think they're good route runners. They're young players. But defensively, you've got to jam these guys and disrupt those routes. Just like you make that quarterback uncomfortable, you've got to make these guys uncomfortable in running those routes.
Roman, quickly, I wanted to look at the Titans' defense. Not very good, near the bottom in many statistical categories. In fact, they're also last in the NFL, allowing 24 first downs per game, which means they're giving up a lot of drives.
Yeah, and what I like is the sack number. 31 sacks, bottom of the league, so they don't get a lot of pressure on the quarterback. So now, for Eli Manning and the offensive line, you've got to find the guys downfield.
All right, so the Giants are down in Nashville looking to snap a losing streak. Guess what? The Titans have a losing streak of 6 games themselves. One of these teams is going to be wearing a smile on their faces after it's over. Don't forget, MSG is your station for all your New York Giants coverage, Giants Rewind, First and 10, Giants Chronicles, and, of course, Press Conference Live. For Roman Oben, I'm Paul Totino. We'll see you next time.